A furious gun battle took place between Jimmy Allen, Speed Robertson, and Russell, government agent, and the band of aerial smugglers headed by the gangster Ace up in the cloud-swept plateau of the Hidden Mesa. Due to their greater number, the smugglers escaped, taking Rip Bender and his father with them. But they went by way of the Diamond A Ranch, where they knocked out Flash Lewis, and Rip forced Barbara Croft to fly with them to the hideout in Mexico. Returning to the ranch and finding out what happened, Jimmy and Speed fly straight to the gangster lair across the border. They found the smugglers' field in the mountains, landed, and discovered a drunken brawl in progress. Peering through a window, they see Barbara Croft inside.
By George, Jim, you're right. That's Barbara in the corner.
Oh, gee, Speed. We've got to get Barbara out of there. But how are we going to do it?
I don't know yet, Jim.
Hey there, Ace. You keep away from this gal. She's mine. I don't want you to fool around her.
Oh, yeah? She's yours, huh? Well, I wouldn't be too sure of that.
Well, you keep your dirty hands off her, or I'll knock your block out. She's mine, and that goes for you or anybody else in this place.
Well, now, we'll just see about that after a while. To my way of thinking, she belongs to whoever's big enough to take her. Say, what happened to that airplane we heard a couple of minutes ago?
It must have been Starkey. He was doing here about this time from the south.
Starkey, huh? Well, why doesn't he come in?
Now, listen, Jim. We've got to do something and do it darn quick.
Gee, I know it, Speed. Did you hear what that fellow said? They've mistaken our plane for the one evidently flown by this Starkey. But some of them might come out here any minute. Hey, and by the way, this Starkey might show up, too.
Yeah, I know it. That's just why we've got to do something right away. Now, listen, kid, I've got an idea. Come on over to Flash and the ship.
Okay, Speed.
Hey, Flash.
Yeah, Speed, right here.
Listen, we're going into action pronto. Have you got that machine gun handy?
Right here in my hand, Speed.
I think all that gang are in that big room right now. Anyway, we've got to take that chance. If there should be others of them around outside and they should appear at the wrong moment, then the game is going to be all up.
What do you want us to do, Speed?
Just as I say, Jimmy, that's all. Now you handle a machine gun, Flash. Have you got your pistol ready, Jim?
You bet your life I have.
All right, I got mine. Come on now. Let's sneak up to the door of that room. All right. Throw open that door, Jim. All right, you boys. Stick them up. We got you covered.
Oh, Speed and Jimmy.
Say, what's the idea, Robertson?
Just this. Every one of you are going to do what you're told or you're all dead men.
So this is Starkey, is it? What a fine bunch of numbskulls you guys turned out to be.
All right, cut the gab. Come over here, Barbara.
Oh, yes, Mr. Robertson.
All right. Now you come with me, Barbara. And you, Jimmy, and you, Flash, keep every one of those hands up in the air. I'll be back in a minute. Now, come on, Barbara.
Don't let them get away.
Hold it, Ace. Don't make a move or we shoot.
I owe you guys something. Move one eyeball and I'll shoot it out.
Say, that Robertson's starting our speedster.
Come on, you guys. Let's rush him.
You better not try that, Bender. If you do, you'll be the first one dead.
All right, Jim, you keep everyone covered from that door. Flash, come on out and get this plane and point your machine gun through one of the cabin windows at the door.
Okay.
Come on, Speed. All set, Speed.
Now, Jim, when I give the word, you come out here and get in the ship.
Okay, Speed.
Now listen, you bunch of cutthroats in there, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Now, if you do as I say, none of you are going to get knocked off, which you all deserve. My mechanic has what you boys call a typewriter. It's stuck out of a cabin window in his ship and it's pointed straight at the door. Now, when Allen leaves there, don't crowd after him, because anyone who tries to get out that door is going to get about 10 slugs right through him. All right, Jimmy, come out here.
Right, Speed. But look, Speed, what about Bender's air wing? We wouldn't want them to follow us.
Now, you're right there, Jim. Have you got any matches with you?
Well, yes, I have.
Okay, slip over to that air wing and just touch a match to the fabric. As soon as it's blazing good, we'll take off.
Right, Speed.
Come on, you yellow dogs, let's rush them.
I heard that, Bender. If that's the way you feel about it, come on. Only be sure you're going to be the first through that door.
Well, that air wing will be burning good in a minute, Speed.
Okay. I don't think anybody will ever fly that ship again, Jimmy. All right, run over here and hop into that cabin.
Okay. I'm in, Speed.
All right, close the door. Is everybody ready?
All set.
All ready.
Keep that gun trained on that door as long as you can, Flash.
Okay, Speed.
Hey, Jim, you want to come up here and fly this crate?
Oh, sure I will, Speed. I need some cabin time anyway.
All right, come on up here then. I'll give you the course and you keep right on it. Got to spot that beacon at Devil's Pass Airport in just about an hour and a half. Okay.
Darling.
Oh, Mother, I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, I've prayed for your safety every minute. Oh, Mr. Robertson and you, Jimmy, and Mr. Lewis, how can I ever repay you?
We would have brought Barbara back, Mrs. Croft, or we wouldn't have come back at all. Where's Mr. Russell?
Oh, he's asleep over there on the couch. He was a little feverish, and I gave him something to make him sleep. That's why I locked the door and kept it locked until I knew who was outside.
Where's Benito?
He's disappeared completely.
Have you seen anything of Ortez?
No, I haven't.
Well, I guess Ortez will live up in that cave until he's explored every inch, to be sure the treasure isn't still hidden there.
But tell me, how did you manage to rescue Barbara?
Well, it's a long story, Mrs. Croft. I'll tell you all about it later.
Well, Mr. Robertson, what do you think we'd better do next? I dislike staying here any longer than is necessary.
Well, here's what I suggest. There's no reason to stay here any longer. We've got gas and oil and a fast cabin plane. We can pile into her right away, and Jimmy and I can take turns doing a flying. We'll head for Kansas City, and we should be able to reach there early in the morning. Besides, Mr. Russell's wound will probably need attention very soon.
But say, what about Ortez up in that treasure cave? You know, he might undercover some more of that treasure and go south with it.
Jimmy's still got his mind on that treasure, but perhaps he's right.
I don't think there's a chance, Barbara. Possibly we'd better leave someone down here to watch Ortez. Maybe Flash. But then who'd watch Flash?
That's a good
one. Lord, leave me down here all alone with that go-crazy Mexican? Not a chance.
By the way, I wonder what the value is of the sack of coins you and Jimmy found, Mr. Robertson.
I'm not much of a judge, Mrs. Croft, but I'd guess somewhere between $2,500 and
$3,000. Oh, gosh. Well, our trip was a success after all. That's as much as Mr. Bender was going to pay for our property.
That's right. Uh-oh. Hey, look.
Where, Jim?
Outside. There's a car coming up.
Oh, I wonder who that can be at this time of night.
The car stopped outside and someone's coming up to the door.
We can't take any chances. Mrs. Croft, you and Barbara get over in that corner. The rest of you, get those guns ready. Who's there?
This is Mr. Wilkie. I own this place. Who are you?
Well, my name's Robertson. Here, I'll let you in. Now, be on your guard, boys. This may be a frame-up.
Where's Rip Bender?
Are you a friend of his?
Well, not exactly. I'm his employer.
His employer? Well, why, what do you mean?
I hired Bender to look after this place for me. Sort of caretaker.
Well, I'll be switched. Then Rip Bender and his father didn't own the Diamond A Ranch at all.
I should say not. It's been in our family for generations. We only come down here for occasional visits. I just drove down this time from my home in San Antonio for a few days hunting.
You know, I always thought it strange that Mr. Bender and his father should own a beautiful place like this.
This is Mrs. Croft, Mr. Wilkie. She owns the ranch just west of you.
How do you do, Mrs. Croft? This is indeed a pleasure. I have hunted many times with your husband. Hey, you, sir, you say your name is Robertson?
Speed Robertson is his full name, Mr. Wilkie.
Yes, and this is, this young chap is Jimmy Allen.
Jimmy Allen? Say, this is a coincidence. I've been reading a lot about you gentlemen lately. Say, by the way, a moving picture producer has been at my ranch several days looking over locations. Might shoot some scenes on my place. Mighty interested in you two boys, especially when he found out you were both good pilots.
Oh, what was his name?
Mr. Milliken. Nice chap. You may hear from him when you get to Kansas City.
Oh, moving pictures. I hope not.
But tell me, what are you folks doing here? What's this all about?
It's a long story. I think I'll let Mr. Robertson tell it to you, if you'll be so kind.
I'll be glad to, Mrs. Croft. We're just about to take off for Kansas City, Mr. Wilkie, so I'll tell you while the others are getting ready. You, Flash, you better go out and see that the speedster is gassed and oiled. We'll wake up Mr. Russell.
Okay, Speed.
Oh, gee, Barbara. Isn't it a swell night? You know, I sort of hate to leave here.
I know, Jimmy. I hate to, too. But maybe we can all come back someday.
Oh, gee, I hope so, Barbara.
Come on, you two. Everyone else is in. All aboard for KC.
Okay, Speed.
At your service, Captain.
And so a happy party is speeding through the star-studded night sky, bound for home. Happy landings, and don't miss the next excitement-packed episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.